Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Tricia Harley McCarthy with All About Romance. I'm waiting for my guest to show up, but it looks like she's having some issues with downloading Skype, so I don't know how long I'm going to be waiting for her to... that's not her. No, I don't know. Yes. We're going to have to postpone the show. Well, I could tell you about my upcoming release on June 30th. It's going to be Darker Love, and it's a dark erotic novel full of suspense and angst, and I'm really excited about this book. My beta readers have really been raving about it, and they really, really like it a lot. And they're very excited about getting this published. So I can't wait to share that with you. And it's going to be available on Amazon. I'm going to upload it to Draft2Digital, so it'll be available on Nook and Google Books and iPhone and iTunes. So you'll be able to get that next week. So that's kind of my news. I'm working a lot, so I don't really have time as much for social media. So unfortunately, I'm not around on Instagram too much or Facebook. Tonight I did a author takeover on Facebook in my Trisha's Tribe group, and that was fun. It's always nice to be in my own group and interact with all the members that we have. We have a lot of new members, so it's nice to meet them. So I'm waiting for Michelle, and we're really getting low on time. So I'm not sure if we're going to be continuing the show. What else is going on in the world? So I'm working. And I'm writing also, so it's been a full load for me. I know a lot of people seem to be kind of avoiding social media. I don't see as much going on because of all the other issues that our nation is facing right now, and rightfully so. I've even cut back on my promos and everything else on Instagram in particular, because that's where I do most of my promos. I noticed that on Facebook, as an author, the interaction is more on your reader group. But as far as promotions go, Instagram is really the place to be for any author. And Taryn's in our room. She just asked a question about Darker Love. What's after that? Well, I do have another book in the works called Taboo, which is another great book. It has a lot of twists and turns in it. The premise is about a couple who have, thank you for the question, by the way, Taryn, a couple who cannot have a baby, and they break up over it. And I know this happens in real life, that people really do go through a lot of stress in marriages, and they break up because of that. And this woman is obsessed with getting pregnant, and come to find out after her husband leaves her, they get a divorce, she finds out she's pregnant. So the story goes on from there, and all the twists and turns that are involved, and actually a very interesting character emerged. Hold on, I think we got our guest. Hello, are you there, Michelle?
Hi, Tricia.
Hi.
Hi, Tricia. Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good.
Welcome to the show. I just want to thank Taryn for the question about Taboo, and I was just kind of doing some fill-in for until we got you on the air. So we have about 10 minutes, so let's get right into your interview and find out what's going on with you. I know that you are in the process of doing a motorcycle club book series, perhaps.
Yes,
I'm not sure.
Yes.
And to see where that's taking you and what's going on with you and the releases and all that. What's going on? Tell us.
Well, I just put it up for pre-order today. And
excellent. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. This book, I've had it, you know, for like over a year. But I mean, when you look at it through fresh eyes, you can see, you know, what has to be done with it. So the editing process was pretty easy with it, which was amazing. And I'm just really excited about it. It's probably, for me, one of my best works so far. And I'm so elated with it, the way it turned out. And I'm excited for people to read it.
Great, because it's a big swing from doing the Jane Austen kind of romantic book that you did to doing this. It's kind of a 360, you know, because that's more, you know, Jane Austen. There's not much you could say more about Jane Austen.
Yeah.
So
well, that movie, Pride and Prejudice, in the book. I mean, what's not to love, right?
It's like going to Mecca for me, you know, doing that trek. Every year I have to watch it, especially I'm a purist, so I do the Colin Firth, you know, and that the A&E version, because that is the one that I love the most. So I'm a purist that way. So tell us some more about your MC Club book and when's it going to be released, and a little about the premise of the book.
Okay, well, it'll be out July 4th. And
all right.
It's about, it's coming up quick. It's about a guy that's, you know, he's lived his whole life thinking, you know, like, this is who he is, and he realizes that, well, actually, it's kind of like a bomb dropping on him when he finds out things about his past that, I mean, it could change him for the worse or the better, you know, so, especially when you find out things, what he found out, and it's just, it's interesting to see the character, you know, when he started to when he ends at the end of the book, how much they progress, you know, how much they grow. It's almost like you're growing with the character.
Right.
You know? So.
Well, that's good. That's good character development, obviously. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm so excited about it. And, I have another one, I have a book coming out in November that I've had on quite a bit of, on Instagram especially, and it's called Killer Instinct. And
cool.
It's been a real fun trip with that one. You know.
Sounds like it. Is this Motorcycle Club book, is that kind of a darker story? It sounds like it's more of the darker we lost Michelle. Darn. I hope she calls back. So that's the perils of live shows, is that you either have technical issues or calls fall off and technical difficulty. So, you know, you just got to roll with the punches, and hopefully Michelle will call back, and 'cause we only have about 5 minutes left in the show. It's the sweet and short summer podcast series. So they're only 15-minute interviews. And so I'm booked throughout the whole summer. So that's lovely. And so I'm looking forward to interviewing a lot of authors. I think, Taryn, I think you hopefully booked a session with me for this summer sometime. I don't remember because I have to look at my schedule, but I hope you're going to be part of that. And if not, then we'll book you on a Sunday. Because most of my bookings are Saturdays, but I'm going to have to maybe switch those to Sundays because I'm working 6 days a week. So it makes it a little challenging. So anyway, I don't know what else to say to everybody except I'm sorry that we're having issues. Yeah, Taryn is in our chat room and she's saying, hopefully she did. Yeah, we'll work you in, Taryn, because you're one of my favorite guests. And so I will look forward to interviewing you, and I know you're working on a lot of books. I think you're working on a series, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, I don't know if I have any author tips for anyone this week. I think the one tip I can give people is to be available to your readers when you can. Interact with them. I think that's really important because I've noticed some authors, they kind of, you know, get these large groups and they don't interact. And I think that's unfortunate because without the readers, there wouldn't be authors. So you got to kind of mingle and interact and connect. It's important. And a lot of my readers, I feel that they're friends, actually. And I know a lot of my author friends are also readers. So, you know, we all support each other. So I think that's really important. And I think Taryn would agree with me on that. She's given me all kinds of cute emojis in the chat room. So I don't know if Michelle's going to be able to come back to us. Well, we're running out of time. So I'm just going to wrap it up a little earlier tonight and thank Michelle for being here. You could find Michelle Korkus on Instagram, and I'm sure her book will be available on Amazon. And so look forward to that. She's also, I believe, on Facebook. You could find her there. So Taryn's asked me when Taboo will be released. It'll be released hopefully in the fall. So I've got to finish that up. That's a lot longer book than the one I'm working on now. That's due out June 30th, which is Darker Love. It's an erotic novel. It's only going to be released in ebook form, so no print book. It's such a short book. It looks like I'm anticipating another sequel off of that book because the story got really good. So I'm looking forward to that. And I think, Taryn, you'd love Taboo. It's a really good story. Yeah, it's really a love story about a couple who split and then come back together and face the challenges of, you know, everyday life and what it entails. And then you throw in a psycho who's an ex, that adds more angst to the story. So I'm going to wrap it up. And thank you so much, Taryn, for coming to the chat room and all. Anybody who's listening, I appreciate it, especially Michelle. I'm sorry you were having technical difficulties. Don't worry. I'm not upset at all. I'm actually a little tired. It's my only day off today, so I'm a little sluggish. So I think we all have our times where we just need to regroup and regenerate. So I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. Many blessings. Take care of each other. Be kind. Wash your hands, wear your masks, don't be proud, then you might hurt somebody else by not wearing a mask. I think that's important. And you guys just take care of each other. That's important. Life is too short not to take care of each other. So I wish you farewell for the week, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Good night.